Employers and immigrant rights advocates were angered when DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano said federal contractors must use the E-Verify database to vet employees on citizenship status before hiring them. But they applaud her decision not to require employers to fire workers with invalid Social Security numbers. John Metcalf of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says neither method protects employers from violating the law.
If they've been presented with documentation that on the surface is in compliance with what they're required to gather, I can't justify in my mind holding them responsible.
Immigrant rights advocates are also unhappy about this week's announcement. Christine Newman Ortiz of the Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera says neither database is reliable. She says employers end up penalizing legal immigrants.
Obama was elected by Latinos and pro-immigrant supporters and labor, you know, advocates on a platform that he was going to address, you know, Bush enforcement-only strategy, which only hurts working people and doesn't create legal avenues for people in industries where they are essential workers.
Employers and immigrant advocates hope that Congress will soon take up comprehensive immigration reform and pass a bill that will clarify the rules for both immigrants and the employers who hire them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.